Okay, we'll finish off the last 20 minutes.
好，我们最后二十分钟的课程。
There's a bit of confusion in Isaiah 53:4 because the verse does say that he is smitten by God, meaning Jesus Christ is punished by God, and you need to understand that. Punishment of sin can only come from God.
以赛亚书五十三章第四节说，神处罚了耶稣。那我们要必须要了解，只有神才能处罚耶稣，只有神才能处罚这个真正的罪。
As humans, we're sinners. We don't have the right to punish sin. Only a righteous God as a judge can punish sin.
我们人没有资格审判罪，只有神才有资格审判罪。
Remember the timeline on the cross. It, from 9 a.m. to 12. At 9 o'clock, Jesus was on the cross, but he was hanging there.
当耶稣是九点钟，早上九点被挂上十字架的，从九点到十二点。
And it was at 12 o'clock, around midday, this is when the black cloud came upon Jesus Christ. It was a supernatural darkness.
然后在十二点的时候呢，就是那个非常黑的云就过来了，这是基本上是一种超自然的黑。
A supernatural darkness means even if you had the brightest flashlight in history, could be like a 10,000 megawatt flashlight, you cannot shine through that. It's black.
在这个所谓的这个超自然的那个墨黑中啊，就算你拿了全世界最亮的手电筒，那个光都会不见，都会还是黑的。
That blackness represents judgment.
而这个全黑暗的状态呢，是在代表着神的审判。
As far as I remember, there's two other cases in history we see the supernatural darkness.
在圣经上只有两次有这种超自然的黑暗。
There could be more, but the ones I remember is one at the time of the 10 plagues on Egypt. That was about 1441 BC. And God brought a supernatural darkness upon the people of Egypt as punishment.
至少 Tim 现在记得得的呢，是在西元前1441年，就是摩西那时候要带以色列人离开埃及的时候呢，有一个时间，神让整个世界黑暗。
That was a punishment for their sins. It was a discipline, really. But yeah, this was punishment upon the land of Egypt, especially for the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. It was a supernatural, divine.Punishment, judgment, we can call it judgment upon Egypt.
那这其实是神呢，在那个时候呢，他要来审判埃及的这些罪，所以把全埃及变黑。
Again, it was a supernatural darkness, so all the Egyptians could be trying to light fires and gas lamps or whatever that they cannot see in that darkness.
而在那个时候呢，那个黑暗是那些埃及人就算想要点把火都点不起来的。
And I think it might have been for quite a few, maybe 10 days or something. It was quite a long time that they had to suffer for that.
而且这个黑暗不是一下下哦，好像有十天之久。
Okay, and another time we see the supernatural darkness is in the tribulation.
那另外一个所谓的超自然的黑暗呢，是在大灾难时期。
And only God can produce that supernatural darkness.
而只有神可以创造这样子的超自然的黑暗。
Remember, darkness is the absence of light. So God is going to pull all of the photons, all of the light particles out, and he puts a border around it so you cannot shine the light through.
其实这种超自然的黑暗就是神把所有可以发光的元素全部都抽走了，所以你根本不可能制造任何光亮出来。
And it was at 12 o'clock when Jesus said, in the Bible they call it about the third hour, when Jesus Christ was screaming, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?
这个十二点开始啊，耶稣基督就一直在喊叫说：“父亲，父亲，你为什么离开我
？”The Bible doesn't mention about any Roman soldiers climbing up on a ladder with a whip or a club to beat Jesus Christ.
在圣经上绝对没有提到说，在那三个小时有任何的罗马士兵爬上十字架去鞭打他。
And it wouldn't make sense that they would want to do that anyway.
而且也没有理由他们要爬上去鞭打他。Yeah.
Who would want to crawl into supernatural darkness to beat a person on the cross? I mean, they didn't do that anyway, but these people are going to be scared. There's a supernatural darkness. I think there's later on there's going to be earthquakes, but there's big black cloud all over the land.
那在那个时候，那后面那三小时就是那种超级黑暗的状态下，所有人都吓坏了，全都躲起来了。然后在之后好像就还会有地震啊什么的，天崩地裂，所以这个时候是不可能有人爬上去鞭打耶稣基督的。
Okay, and God the Father would not allow, because again, judgment is God's. Judgment does not belong to humans.
而且更何况，天父是不可能让任何人类去做这样子的审判，只有天父可以做这样的审判。
Okay, and then remember at 3 p.m., and Jesus Christ said that famous word that you see in Scripture, Tetelestai, it's finished.
然后一直到下午三点呢，耶稣就讲出了那一句最重要的历史上面永远不会忘记的那一句话，就是一切都完成了。
What was finished? The punishment for your sins on the cross.
所以是什么完成了呢？就是所有的处罚，在十架上的处罚完成了。
He was still alive, obviously, because he shouted out these words. So he had not died yet.
他能够喊出这句话，显然他还没死。所以他是喊出了最后那句话，哦，完成了。
And he shouted these things. He still had a lot of energy, a lot of life.
而且他是大声的喊叫，显然他还很有力量。
Yeah, if he lost a lot of blood and if he was almost dead, how can a person shout? What are you going to tear the list? He can't do that. He shouted.
他显然就是不是快死的人，他就是非常状况还是很有力量的，大声的喊出完成了。
And then he shouted out, and people could hear him. You know, people actually wrote down what he said. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Commit
means I give up my spirit to you.
而且他说，天父啊，我放掉我的魂了，我的灵魂。
Yeah, and actually there's another part to that verse. I think it's Luke gives you some of that in Luke chapter 23, and some of it's recorded as prophecy in the Old Testament.So there's an extension on that which says, O God of truth. Yeah, Jesus actually says, O God of truth as well.
就是路加福音里面所讲的还更清楚一点，就是说耶稣是喊出说，哦，上帝，真理。
The O God of truth comes out in the Psalms. So what they do, they connect. You have to connect what is written in Luke and then what's written in Psalms because it carries on to the end of Luke. We can explain that later, but not now.
路加福音提到他们讲的那个耶稣在十字架上最后讲的话跟那个诗篇里面讲的话是完全对应的。
Okay, and then he supernaturally, again, he's doing this, you know, as a supernatural event. He gives up his soul and his spirit goes to heaven and his soul goes down to paradise.
然后呢在讲完说哦一切都完成了耶稣他就吐出他的灵，那灵就去了天堂，然后他的魂就到了地下。
Now remember, if Jesus Christ had sinned even once on the cross, he would not be the perfect sacrifice, because the perfect sacrifice has to be perfect.
而如果耶稣基督在十架上承担不了这些痛苦，他只要犯一个思想的罪，他就不会是一个完美的献祭。
But after Jesus Christ died physically, his body was taken down to put in the grave, of course. And then 3 days later, God the Father changed the body into a resurrection body, a new body. And the spirit of Jesus Christ came back from heaven, the soul came from Hades, back together again, and Jesus walked out of the tomb.
而显然就是耶稣并没有犯任何罪，然后在他死后，他的身体被送到了这个坟冢里。然后他的魂到了地底下，灵到了天上。那三天后，当耶稣复活的时候，他等于是有了一个复活的身体。然后这个复活的身体，跟他从天上回来的灵，还有他从地下回来的魂，又三个又结合起来，变成是一个完整的一个复活的耶稣。
If Jesus had committed even one sin on the cross, the sacrifice would not be perfect. The judgment of God would be incomplete, and God would not have allowed Jesus Christ to be resurrected from the dead.
只要在十架上耶稣犯任何一个小小的罪，他的这个献祭就等于是不完全了。那天父就不会让耶稣能够有这样完美的一个重生。
And it wasn't Ephesians chapter 1, if we go back to our slideshow here, we see that by the power of the Spirit, Jesus Christ has actually been brought up from the deaths. We see in Ephesians 1:19.
我们看一下那个以弗所书1章19节。
This is the verse that we had last Sunday. We're talking about the power of God.
礼拜天的时候才讲过，就是神给的这个能力。
The same power that was in us.
给了耶稣基督，也给了我们。
Okay, now remember this power. We looked first in Ephesians 1:19 here. These different words about power and strength. The fact is, this power that's given to Jesus Christ is given to us. Remember, the Holy Spirit is one of those powers.
而这个我们要知道，就是神给耶稣基督的这个能力呢，跟给我们的是一样的。那最重要一个能力就是圣灵的能力。Yeah,
we saw in Ephesians 1:19, but there's a lot of other verses talks about the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is powerful.
我们就知道呢，这个圣灵的能力是非常强大的。
Okay, and actually the Holy Spirit had a great part in bringing Jesus Christ back up from the death, from the physical death.
而让一个死人可以复活的能力呢，其实是这个圣灵的能力。Okay,
and we understand that Jesus Christ had the power of the filling of the Holy Spirit on the cross as well. When he was on the cross, he never sinned. And the reason he never sinned was because he had the Word of God in his soul and he had the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而耶稣基督在十字架上为什么有能力在承受这么多罪的情况下，他依然不犯罪，是因为他有圣灵充满，也同时有上帝给他的话语。Okay,
now understand the Holy Spirit will put this all together in your head. You know, we had a lot of things to talk about today relating to Christ's work on the cross. But you have to relate that to the filling of the Holy Spirit. And you have to relate that to God's punishment for sins as well. So there's a couple of different concepts there, but you need to understand those from what we've taught you.
所以我们今天对这整件事情有一个很大的了解，就是耶稣在十字架上他承受人类的罪，但是那个罪是在他的身上，所以他的魂里面呢，他的圣灵还是充满的，而且他有上帝给的话语。 所以他能够靠这两个力量，就是圣灵的充满的力量跟上帝的话语的力量，让他还可以在十架上不犯任何的罪。Yeah,
and again, you know, the concept that God the Father is the one that judged the sins on Jesus Christ. So you have the Father judging the Son, but He was our substitute. You know, we weren't going to be the target for the punishment. It had to be the body of Jesus Christ.
而因为只有天父可以去审判。 他的儿子，那天父为了要处罚所有的罪，但是因为这些罪是在耶稣的身体上，所以呢，他的魂还是一样圣灵充满的。Okay,
and we've given you those verses, so for your homework, you can go and look through those verses again and review what we've studied.
我们今天给的这些经句呢，大家最好回去再看一下，这样我们就可以复习一下这整个概念。Father,
sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to look at these very important subjects in Scripture.
感谢天父让我们今天能够重新的温习这些重要的经句跟概念。
We pray that as we do meditate on the things that we learn, we think about them and focus on these new teachings, the Holy Spirit will make us understand them.
我们祷告希望我们能够真正的在让圣灵教导我们，让我们真正可以默想，然后记得，然后再复习今天所学所想。
Through these things that we can understand your reason for doing these things for us and appreciate the work of Christ on the cross.
经由这样的学习，我们希望我们能够真正的明白天父你为什么要这样做，而让我们更能够感激耶稣基督为我们的牺牲。So
we give thanks for your plan to us in Christ's name.
我们感谢你对我们的所有的计划。 也因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.